Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Scudder and Maddie here, thanks to Berry Better.
And some of the last times you're going to be saying that.
Yes.
We revealed at this time yesterday that I'm leaving. Today is my last day. It's all happening very, very fast. I found out like midday on Wednesday that I'd gotten a job in Ballarat, a really good opportunity, and have taken it. So I thought I'd just have a little moment to say thank you, Riverland. It's kind of been a crazy journey, me moving here. You know, I came pretty much exactly 18 months ago. I started at this station June 17th in 2019.
Yeah.
And I'm finishing on the 15th of January.
Scary.
It's weird. My life works in weird ways. But I'm going to be around for the next couple of weeks because I got to get my teeth pulled out on Monday and recover from that, and also got to move. But yeah, I just wanted to say it is really hard to leave. You know, I've kind of set up a bit of a life here, and you know, you live here for 18 months. I didn't know what my future had in store for me. But I've seen a few people like commenting and stuff being like, oh, maybe she doesn't like the country life or anything like that. I'm moving to Ballarat. I think I need to enjoy the country life. But even here, I don't really say it's the country life. You know, we've got the river and, you know, it's a really lovely place to live. And thank you to everyone that I've met and talked to, and like the businesses, like Nigel who came in, like saying that he's going to ship me off some bratwurst when I move. And it's just so lovely. And this is why I like smaller kind of towns, because everyone does know everyone. And yes, that can kind of be like a little bit a crap sometimes, because everyone's in everyone's business. Everyone's in everyone's business. But at the same time, it's also really nice to walk down the street and say hi to everyone, and, you know, people to message me that I've barely talked to is really, really nice. So thank you. Riverland will always now be my second home. You know, I've met my boyfriend here, and I presume that him and I will get married and have kids at some point, and his family's all here. So I'll always be back. You know, we're planning a lot of trips to come back and stuff like that. But I just wanted to say, I came in here with the like idea of I come in every morning to make an impact in someone's life. You know, yes, I love my job and it's so much fun to sit here, but the whole reason I do this is to help other people. And I know that might seem a little bit weird, but when you're driving to work, if you're listening or wherever you are to listen to this show, whether it's on a podcast or something, I hope I've made an impact, whether that's made you smile or laugh or think that I'm an absolute bloody idiot and I need to grow up, or maybe I've kind of changed your mind a little bit about mental health because I've tried to talk about that in my experience as well. So yeah, I really hope that I've made a bit of an impact in everyone's lives, and I am really going to miss this station and the place because I've, you know, I've built a life here now, and I didn't know when it was going to end, if it was going to end, and it is, unfortunately, but you never know. I might be back, I might not be. Who knows what happens in this crazy world now. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to the Riverland for welcoming me with open arms and taking this weird little Canberra girl who needs to grow up. But yeah, thank you, Riverland.
I'll speak on behalf of the Riverland in response and say thank you. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Hopefully it's been fun, and hopefully, yeah, we've made you smile or made you cry a little bit. Hopefully haven't made you angry too many times. Sometimes I say some controversial things, but
let's remember the positives.
Yeah.
Thanks for having a laugh with us over the last 18 months. It's been awesome.
There's still a bit of the show left, so I'm not leaving this very second. Don't worry.